This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. That was a bit of a fun answer.
That was poppy, wasn't it?
I enjoyed that.
I liked it a lot.
We really do deliver Melbourne's most uplifting music mix, don't we, Dean?
Yeah, we do each and every day. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. And coming up in this next 2 hours, because you know what? We're not finishing at 6.30 today, are we, Robbie?
We're not. I've got to be somewhere at 6.45.
No, you're not going anywhere because we are bigger, bolder and madder. Each and every Wednesday, Mad Wednesday is driving you home from 4 till 7 p.m. on Joy.
That's right. Not just today. That is every Wednesday.
Each and every Wednesday.
Another half an hour of you, Dean. I can't wait.
I know. And now it's time for Robbie's
Reality TV Roundup. Is that how we do it? Is that good?
We'll work on it.
We'll get a better intro for next week.
Maybe.
Lots of exciting stuff happening in reality TV at the moment. As avid listeners of the show will know, I'm a big fan of anything cheap, tacky and quick and easy to watch.
That's why we're friends.
Easy digestible television. If my diet isn't, then my TV show should be. Of course, now, big excitement, big exciting franchise coming out of the US is The Masked Singer.
Now, this is the one where just people sing in giant costumes and masks. Yeah,
yeah, really elaborate costumes. But the exciting thing is, I think there's 10 or 12 singers. You know, come to me for the facts. There's 10 or 12 singers, and they're all celebrity-ish of nature as these reality TV shows are. I'm waiting
for my call.
They wear these big elaborate costumes, and week by week they sort of get eliminated and we find out who these singers are.
Oh, so it's an ongoing journey.
Yes, it's like a...
That's hilarious.
It's Australian Idol meets, you know, I don't know, who's behind the mask?
The Mask and the Mole?
Sure, why not? What's also exciting about it, though, is they're promoing it as not all 12 celebrities are going to be singers. So it could just be, you know, like Scotty Cam.
You could be in, Robbie.
It could just be any person in a mask. So some of them might not be very good. But exciting news. We do love a judge reveal here on Mad Wednesdays.
Yep.
The judges have been announced. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think about this, Dave.
All right.
Dave Hughes. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've got Australia's Got Talent. We have a Manu judging. We have a chef judging talent competition at the moment.
Yep.
So sure, why not Dave Hughes? Jackie O, who would just be glad for a break from Carl Sanderlands,
every reality TV show seems to have Jackie O attached to it.
Or at least one of them.
She's the Andy Cohen of Australian TV, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know. He's on more than she is, Carl Sanderlands.
No, not Carl Sanderlands. She's the Andy Cohen of... You know, the guy who does Real Housewives. Like, she's on every reality TV show.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying Kyle Sanderlands does more reality TV than Jackie O does.
I don't pay attention to him.
Yeah, no, good. Danny Minogue. Now, she's quite
we
good.
We like Kylie's sister, Danny.
Yes, Kylie's other sister, Danny
she's
Minogue.
She's only got one sister.
And the real crash...
Yeah.
Marketing has been Lindsay Lohan, the crash casting, who hasn't done a lot in the last couple of decades, a little bit here and there.
Oh, she had that reality TV show herself that was quite hilarious. But yeah, so Lindsay Lohan's in Australia to film, and it's all filming now, isn't it? Is it exciting?
It is. Yeah, look, it is. It's all being filmed. Apparently, Dave Hughes has accused Lindsay Lohan of vanishing for very lengthy breaks during the day.
How dare you, Hughesy?
And not coming
She's
back.
She's got such a sparkling reputation that shall not be soiled.
I know. Show business, they'll protect the Aussies, but not the international talent. but also, she was supposed to appear on Have You Been Paying Attention on Monday night, which films on Sunday. She just didn't show up for the filming.
That's the life, isn't it?
Isn't it?
What? Where was she?
Well, she tweeted a photo of herself. Obviously important. She was on a boat washing her hair, and she tagged it with had to stay home and get my hair washed tonight. So,
wouldn't you love being that kind of level of celebrity that no matter what you've done, you still get flown to another country to judge a reality TV show? It's literally the only reason that you're here. Yes, Judy, I said literally on the airwaves, literally three times, and it's the only reason you're here. And then you don't show up to one of your gigs.
I know, it's great, and she copped a lot of flack for the Twitter post, but a lot of it was actually because she was using she was actually washing her hair with shampoo and it was going into the ocean. And a lot of people were going, that's no good for the marine
life. That is really, I mean, yeah, that is not ideal. Yeah. But also, like, do your job, Lindsay.
Oh, just be where you're supposed to be.
Do your job.
So anyway, let's see how that all pans out. Now Survivor Australia have had to defend themselves after people have jumped on Twitter and accused them of cheating. The producers themselves of sort of overproducing this show. Shock horror, that would never happen in reality TV.
Is not overproduced. It's down to earth.
It's everything you see.
It's how we all live our lives.
Very real.
Otherwise, it'll fall down like a cards, like the cards. Of House of Cards.
The House of Cards cards. The contestant Harry has found himself at the bottom of sort of an alliance. He's in trouble and he was being filmed saying that he was in a bit of trouble and that he really needs to find an idol, but he hasn't got a clue, and then next scene he finds an idol, right?
Right.
Classic trope of Survivor. This is an immunity idol that protects him. Classic trope of Survivor. Well, people are calling the bluff and saying, well, they must have shown him.
They led him to the idol.
They led him to the idol. They wanted the drama like of him having an idol.
Is this like Australian Idol?
This is a different kind of idol.
Are the idols, like, I don't watch this show, so are the idols normally easy to find?
No. No, you normally need to have a clue because they're in a very specific location.
And he didn't
even
get a clue.
This one was very easy to find.
It was just sitting on the beach next to a pina colada.
Kind of along those lines, Dean. Kind of along those lines. But what I love about this is that the Survivor Australian Twitter account, which is not normally very sassy, has snapped back with, sorry, but do you want to watch someone search for an idol for hours? Hardly compelling TV, is it?
Ooh.
Good point, Dean.
Yeah, I do. I might give us some of the banal. Let's have a whole episode of him just walking around an island.
Let's indeed. Now, my last little bit of goss. Has Channel 10 and The Bachelor, we've got a great new Bachelor.
I love that you are actually exploding with excitement.
No, yeah, well, I used to do The Bachelor Report. The Bachelor is my fave. The Bachelor is my love of all love of reality TV. Now, our new Bachelor, Matt, has been very heavily promoted as an astrophysicist. Astrophysicist Matt, he's, you know, very smart. He's a science guy. He's looking for love. You know, very
switched
on.
Oh, that's right. That's what they like. It's written in the stars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've really relied on it. Well, rumour has been flying around that Matt is not, in fact, an astrophysicist, that he is, in fact, a banker.
No, really?
He works in a bank.
Why would reality TV lie to us, Robbie? Why?
Belief is that he works in the head office at one of the big banks, but he has
gone. How did they keep that under wraps? Just have him walk around with a telescope?
No, he's gone on radio this morning and he's cleared the air and he said that prior to filming and during filming, he was working full-time as an astrophysicist. He's now started working as a data scientist for a company and has had a few meetings with the big bank.
Why would reality TV lie to us, Robbie? Like, why do people not trust?
If that's
why
not
do they
real,
not trust
I don't
what the television
what
tells
seen.
Us? Like, why would you not trust TV?
But it's good news. We can still love Matty the Bachelor. He's a very popular Bachelor this year.
Is he?
He's still a smart guy. He's still looking to the stars.
Well, they've got to make up for it after the Badger, don't they?
Yes. Now, the first question they asked him was, are you going to pick someone at the end? He said, I definitely will.
Well, we're going to find out. That's Robbie's reality TV roundup. It was great.
Thanks.
Loved it.
More next week.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Show 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, driving you all the way home till 7 o'clock. We're bigger,
bolder
and madder.
Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and it's time for Robbie's reality TV
roundup. Yeah. I love our ever-changing sting for this, for what is, of course, my favourite segment of the show.
Wait.
Big news in reality this week. It's all happening. You think everything's happening over Melbourne. Well, I'll tell you, it's all happening in my lounge room on the TV screen. That's where all the excitement is happening. Dean, we've got a very frisky Bachelor on our hand.
Oh, well, that's a nice change.
Yeah.
As in, no, frisky in a good way or a bad way? Because frisky, there is a bad way to be frisky.
Look, we're only a few episodes into the season, so most of it's based on rumours, but that's where, you know, the real excitement in these shows lies, isn't it? Is in the rumours. The rumours are that he kisses through filming 17 different contestants. Now think about that.
So
there was only 28 that went into the house.
Oh, okay. Sorry, that sounds like the show that he signed up for. So I didn't understand the drama.
Well, it's just the volume of them, right? So there's 28 that go into the house in the first couple of episodes.
Oh wait, you mean in an episode?
not in one episode, but gosh, wouldn't that be an episode?
I know,
though?
God.
But 8 of them are out in the first week. Okay. And then, so really we're only talking about 20 girls that he really gets to know. So maybe there's only 3 he doesn't kiss.
I mean, but is this, is it because he's, okay, so is the rumour that he's like a bit of a man whore?
Well, yeah,
or
I don't know.
Is it that, that, because when, with that kind of a show, wouldn't the producers be kind of telling you to kiss here and kiss there? And,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you never know what's going to make the final cut.
But the other thing is it's sort of grown. Year after year it sort of grows. Like it, people get more comfortable with watching, you know, say
people
forced
together,
girls.
Kiss multiple women and saying yeah. It's okay. It's not. But
I mean, it's not just that's given him that, tarring him with that brush. The rumour is that he also sleeps with one of the contestants. Now, this is during filming.
Oh!
And it's allegedly not the contestant that he picks.
Wait, how does everyone know this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's rumours, Gene, but it keeps it fun to talk about.
I know, but I mean, I guess you'd know if they're not picked because they've been kicked. Oh my God, this is exciting.
I know.
Okay, now, I love it. This seems more addictive than the actual show. I'm more excited for your review each week than the actual show.
I know. And who needs to
watch television when Robbie can recount it?
Look, he has talked about it since, and filming is wrapped. And he said, look, he owns the fact that he went into the process to find love, been in a relationship, that the emotional connection is very important, but so is the physical connection.
Totally.
So he said he's not going to make any excuses. He goes in there. He did kiss a lot of women. He said he feels that the rumored numbers maybe are a little bit inflated. And look, some of the other contestants have sort of said, look.
Has he been able to articulate a number? Because if he feels they're inflated, he should be able to say it was only 5.
Yeah.
Guys, it wasn't 17. It was 16.
And if you don't remember, it's got to be more
than that means
like
it's, 10,
right?
You're not really sure, are you?
And some of the other contestants have said, look, there's no way that he could have slept with anyone because they won't let us have a moment with him without the cameras on. So I mean, there you go.
Maybe we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe that's for The Bachelor up late. You never know.
No.
It did well for Big Brother.
It is a very US thing. I mean, the US Bachelor, they all have overnight dates. It's a part of the show
really?
That we don't have. Yeah.
Wait, so
when they get down to the final three,
God.
So here, the final three round is going away on a holiday. In America, it's just so awkward to think that...
And the cameras are on you. Like,
well, they don't
it must be so
sleep.
Hard for them.
I think they
or
just report
they?
Back.
You never know.
Sleep. Yeah. But they talk about it much more openly there. And I guess that's just the nature of their television.
A reality television there. Let's face it. I mean, I think we did pretty well with Sylvania Waters when reality TV started here in Australia. But, you know, they've certainly ran with it. We haven't quite achieved Real Housewives, the Real Housewives franchise down under. But I think Real Housewives Tasmania would be a hoot.
Yeah, why not? Give it a go.
Yeah.
Abby, one of the popular contestants, Abby, recently was shamed as well a little bit publicly on the show because now she kissed the Bachelor at a cocktail ceremony, which is sort of the end of each episode when he's getting to know all the girls. Well, everybody's there and it's a bit of a no-no. You don't
kiss
in
front of
everybody. Yeah, she went in for a snog.
Are there rules that you can't or everyone's just like, it's not done,
no,
darling.
It's that. It's like,
it's not done.
It's the unwritten rules of the show, right? But yeah, she's sort of been shamed a little bit publicly for this, which is a bit like, come on, guys.
Good
honour
for going for it. You know what I mean? You're in a competition for a person's affection.
Yeah.
You've got to give it all you got.
And I think what else is concerning about it, she also said she had a really hard time in the house with the way that the girls reacted and that she sort of had to see a psychologist and she wasn't coping very well.
Well, it would be really stressful. They're all cooped up together in this kind of an environment. There's no easy way to manage it, is there?
I think it really sheds a light on the damage these shows can do, though. She said she didn't eat for 3 days and she just slept and cried, and which, you know, I mean, the producers must have a duty of care, I guess, at some point to be like, you know, over something. So
well, I mean, after the fact or while she was in the house, that's what she was like.
No, this happened while she was in the house.
Well, I'm sure that they were looking after her and making sure she was okay. But I guess when you're down in the dumps, you're down in the dumps as well. Like, you've got to just work your way through it. And that wouldn't be a great environment to try and navigate that through either.
It'll be a tough thing to go through. Good news, our Bachelor, Matt, he has confirmed that he is currently in a relationship. Filming has ceased 2 months ago, so there's a little bit of a...
But is it the girl that he ends the show with?
From the show, yeah.
Oh, he said it
one
is.
One of the girls from
they
the show.
They haven't broken up?
They haven't broken up.
Is that a first?
It's still going on. It's definitely not a first. There's been plenty of successes, but he...
I just never hear about them. That's
what's going on. Bachelor babies out there, Dean.
You keep telling me, Robbie, but I haven't seen proof. If they don't come into the studio, I'm not
I'll
having it.
I'll bring you a list next week. I'll bring you some cute baby pictures.
Great.
Yeah, look, he is in a relationship, and his code name, has her saved in his phone as Rose.
Oh, like because he gives her a rose. So I was like, well, it didn't go well in Titanic. I don't know how it's going to go well for Channel 10.
Could you imagine, though, going through the process of filming for so many months and then all of a sudden cameras
having to
are
keep
off
your relationship
and then
a
you're
secret.
Like, you're not even allowed to see each other. They have to do a long-distance relationship for two, three, four months until that filming finishes, until the, it stopped, the airing finishes.
A lot of sexting going on then, I reckon.
Yeah, I would think under roses quite a lot of picture messages.
Well, that's it for Robbie's Reality TV Roundup. And I just want to take this quick moment to highlight, Robbie, remember a couple of weeks ago how we had Miss Illuminx on and I was talking about the reboot of Beverly Hills 90210?
Yes!
It's been rebooted, but the twist is that the cast are playing themselves, hating the characters that they played, and on like a... it's the 30th anniversary of the show and they all meet up at a convention.
Oh, they're like themselves.
And so the show is actually about them really hating that people still call them by their character's name. Like, yeah. Jenny Garth is trying to find a fella and he goes, hey, Kelly, do you want to come back to mine? And she's like, my name is Jenny. Tori Spelling is made a character really highlighting that she hasn't been able to maintain any money and has six children. So it's actually great.
Right. So they haven't stepped back into the same world. It's them being them.
And
but it's not reality either.
It's not reality. So it's very much set up. And it, so it plays homage to the original Beverly Hills 90210, but in a fantastic way.
That's very clever, Dean. I couldn't be more happy for you because I know how important it was
so
to you.
I am so happy for it. So get watching BH90210. It's fantastic. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And you wanted to say something, Robbie.
No,
you put up your hand.
I was moving on. I think on my phone.
It's like a school thing in here.
Very sorry.
Go to your room. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.